This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
December 28th, ladies and gentlemen, happy Kwanzaa. Habari Gani, what's the news? The principle for today, your answer to that greeting today, Habari Gani, what's the news, is Ujima, which is collective work and responsibility. What does that mean? What does it mean to us in this now context? As always, we are very fortunate and blessed and highly favored, frankly, to be joined by the professor and chair of Africana Studies at the California State University, Long Beach. He is the executive director of the African American Cultural Center. Folks, let me just let you know, too, the African American Cultural Center isn't just operational during Kwanzaa, by the way. And a lot of the ideas and philosophy and principle rooted in our African antiquity, he teaches on this year round. So you want to get involved. And a lot of that is available virtually as well. So even if you're not in Cali, you can still keep up with the activity of the African American Cultural Center. I want people to know that. He is the creator of Kwanzaa and the Nguza Saba. That's why he's here with us this week. He's also the author of the definitive work, Kwanzaa, a Celebration of Family, Community, and Culture, and the author as well of An Introduction to Black Studies. In the fourth edition now, please welcome once again for this Kwanzaa 2023, the creator of Kwanzaa and Nguza Saba, Dr. Maulana Karenga. Dr. Karenga, once again, Habari Gani.
Ujima, Habari Gani. It's good to see you again. Good to be with you and your audience. Again, I can never thank you enough, and you know, neither can our community, for the good work you do in speaking truth to the people and speaking truth to power and calling us to be the best of what we know we should be as African people, and to do good in the world. But this is our fundamental mission and meaning in human life, as the Odu Ifa, the sacred text of our ancestors, teach us. So this is a day of Ujima, the third principle. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. This principle, the text says, calls on us to build and maintain our community together and to make our brothers and sisters' problems our problem, and to solve them together. So Ujima, collective work and responsibility, reminds us and reaffirms the enduring essential truth that we must build the good world we all want and deserve to live in. It teaches the centrality of togetherness, the centrality of togetherness in our constant quest for an inclusive freedom, justice, and peace in and for the world. And this principle reaffirms the reality that only in collective work and responsibility can we achieve freedom, ensure justice, and build the peace and security of persons and people we all long for and struggle for all over the world. And as Nana Dr. Mary McLeod Bethune taught us, our task is to remake the world. It is nothing less than this. And we must do this together, for freedom, justice, peace, and other goods are indivisible. I said indivisible. And they are vulnerable and unattainable in isolation. And we know from the hard lessons of history and the irreducible requirements of our humanity that there can be no peace without justice, no justice without freedom, and no freedom without power and will and struggle of the people of the world to achieve and sustain these shared and bite of good.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I just want to repeat that. We know, I said, from the hard lessons of history and the irreducible requirements of our humanity, right? Our need for freedom and justice and peace. We know that. That there can be no peace without justice, no justice without freedom, and no freedom without the power, will, and struggle of the people of the world, the peoples of the world, to achieve and sustain these shared and vital goods. This principle also teaches us that we're responsible to and for each other. I said, we are responsible to and for each other. It teaches us that we must build the world we want, I repeat, and deserve to live in and leave as a legacy worthy of the name and history of Africa. It is a work and responsibility that requires a profound and persistent ethical sensitivity to the needs and aspirations, not only of ourselves, but also of others. And therefore, the problems of poverty, of homelessness, of unemployment, of crime, of early death, and racialized justice, and the continuing pandemic, and the support of its survivors and the care for the families of its victims must not be approached simply as isolated, personalized tragedies and unfortunate problems for others. Rather, these problems are our problems, and they must be understood and engaged as problems which we are all affected by and responsible for solving. Likewise, the suffering and struggles of the peoples of the world, whether in Haiti or Palestine or Sudan or South Sudan or Cameroon or Ethiopia or Somali or Australia or Venezuela or Yemen and other parts of the world, or our concerns also. For we live in a world and web of independence, and the issues of freedom and justice and self-determination and peace are critical issues for all of us everywhere in the world. For as Haji Malcolm taught us, these liberation struggles are linked with our own and are the motive force of human history. It is a struggle for freedom and justice and good in the world that is a motive force of human history. Moreover, these struggles raise critical issues for us and the world, which we must deal with. For example, the right of freedom and self-determination, does it belong to just white people or does it belong to all people, right? Does it belong to one race and one religion or two religions and the rest of the world is supposed to suffer in silence? Or do we talk about the right and responsibility of resistance and the wrongness of invasion, the wrongness of an occupation, the wrongness of an unjust war, and the right to resources of our own land, and the wrongness of international robbery of these resources by corporations and conquering countries. Thus, it is important for us to accept that our concerns for the oppressed must be expressed in a sustained practice to contribute to their freedom, that our anger at injustice must be reflected in our active resistance to it, and that our preference for the poor must be linked to a practice which alleviates their poverty and points toward an end to it. This also may mean that we must take up and continue the historical and ongoing struggle of our ancestors for good in the world, the struggle for freedom, the struggle for justice, the struggle for the power of the masses of people over their destiny today in daily life, and the struggle for peace in the world. Thus, We must enter the corporate temples and political courtyards of the rich and powerful and radically renounce and confront them. We must resist their gods of wealth and war, turn over the tables around which they design the death of nations and peoples, and which they design dispossession and imprisonment of whole nations, and place anew. We must then place anew life, dignity-affirming, life-enhancing, and world-preserving common ground agenda before this country and the world. For as Nana, Dr. Mary McLeod Bethune taught us, our task is to remake the world. It is nothing less than this. Hotep, I
said. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ujima, collective. That is what we are in, folks. It is a human collective. Collective work and responsibility. Dr. Karenga has laid it out for us on this third day of Kwanzaa 2023. Again, we invite you to visit officialkwanzawebsite.org to learn all about how we celebrate this holiday all week. And also, please visit maulanakarenga.org. Stay tuned. Tomorrow, fourth principle of Kwanzaa, Ujamaa, cooperative economics. Again, today we say we greet each other, Habari Gani, and we respond with Ujima. Happy Kwanzaa, everybody.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.